Excess and unused medicines, antibiotics, hormone pills, even prescription narcotics are a big problem in America today. Drug abuse and addiction is on the rise, and overdoses are now a leading cause of death. And simply flushing them down the toilet, as is still often advocated, has ominous environmental consequences. Susan Keach is an environmental compliance inspector with the Sonoma County Water Agency.
Wastewater treatment plants are not designed to remove these materials, and so they will pass through and out into the environment. Studies nationwide have demonstrated that we are seeing really low levels of pharmaceuticals getting out into the waterways. The best way to keep those materials out of the wastewater stream is to collect them up front before they're dumped down the drain or dumped into the garbage.
That issue was the focus of a Safe Medicine Disposal Program symposium in Santa Rosa Wednesday. Several speakers from around the Greater Bay Area described their local collection programs, including Karen North from the city of Palo Alto. She said her program is working, but it's limited.
In my 220,000 service population, we only have 5 locations. So that's not a very efficient or effective program because most people have to look hard to find a disposal location.
Sonoma County now has more than 24 medicine drop-off spots at retailers, hospitals, police stations, and senior centers, which have collected tons of extra pills every year since 2008. But the cost of doing that has now reached $250,000, all paid by local government. That's something Heidi Sanborn is working to change. As executive director of the California Product Stewardship Council, she's promoting the concept of Extended Producer Responsibility, EPR.
The concept of producer responsibility is that the producers share in the end-of-life responsibility for their products and design and operate a take-back system.
Widely used internationally, that idea has been successfully applied to many products in California, including electronics, paint, brake pads, and most recently mattresses. But not drugs.
We've been talking with the industry groups since 2010 in California, offering to do pilot projects, trying to find a way to work together. And the answer has always been no, we just don't think that's what we should be doing and that it should be just thrown in the trash.
That's left it up to local jurisdictions, such as Alameda County, to enact their own local requirements, rules that have been promptly challenged in court. But the East Bay County has prevailed all the way up to the Ninth Circuit Court. And that, says Sanborn, opens the door for other local governments to take similar actions.
Big companies have the most influence at the federal level, the next most at the state level, but very little actually at the local level where the politicians are very close to the public. So you can get a much better bill than you could at the state or the federal level. And you can get one at all in the case of pharmaceuticals.
This may look and sound like a business issue, she says, but the bottom line concerns are important public health matters.
This is not a normal product like a battery or fluorescent lamp. This has huge public health impacts. When drugs are left in the home, 70% of the kids that are starting their drug path are getting them from family and friends. This is one of 4 pillars of the national drug control strategy to stop prescription drug abuse. That's all we're trying to do, is have a program that works to prevent prescription drug abuse, and keep medicines out of water.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.